You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ah! No growl from you, dude.
I just did. What are you talking about?
I didn't even hear it. Didn't even hear your growl.
Jorge, did you turn me down again?
No.
It's Mason,
It's
Stone.
Me. Gotta be Mason. Yeah. I'm sure it's me. So, John, it was must win last night. We did win.
Weird game, though. I was watching it. Then the sky opened up.
Yeah,
and I had to go
Matt
out to
Scherzer
dinner last night.
Along.
I felt like we kind of, as fans, got rooked. Because Aaron Nola and Max Scherzer were both dealing. Nola, the first nine batters.
Yep.
Seven of them were strikeouts, and the other two, a guy got a single, and then a guy hit into a double play. I mean,
yep.
He was basically unhittable. But Scherzer was going toe for toe for him with him. And then Scherzer now, and you know baseball better than I do. Scherzer was lobbying to go back out there when the game restarted.
Yeah.
And Dave Roberts said no. I heard Oral talking about it, and he said that it's a little risky if you send him back out there. But Oral said that he's done it.
I think it's very risky myself, John. After an hour, and I'm trying to think how long that
two
delay
hours.
Was. Two hours. After
yeah.
2 hours, you know, the part of the thing with a pitcher is it's the getting warmed up. It's the getting hot. It's to getting to operate at high leverage. Those are things. And once you shut down for 2 hours, to restart your body, to get yourself warmed up again and heated up again and ready to go, I don't see any reason to risk, particularly given what's going on with Clayton Kershaw. Maybe he's back in September, hopefully.
Right.
But why risk anything with Max Scherzer going out on the mound last night after that rain?
Well, the team that it screwed was the Phillies.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because once the Dodgers got to that bullpen, they just blew it up. And Corey Seager looks like he's Corey Seager
he's
again.
He's locked
at least
in.
For
yeah.
one night. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, Mookie Betts is back. Well, is he officially on the injured list? They said he was headed
He's heading that way. So I was listening to Vass say.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to say
no,
that.
No, that's all right. I hear Vass say too.
And he sounds very bleak about Betts. He basically said that he can't reveal everything he knows, but
Ooh.
If it was any other player, their season would be over.
Wow.
And let's see what happens the rest of this year with
Betts.
That's
brutal. That's brutal.
So my sense is, does he need hip surgery?
Well, it is a chronic injury now. I believe this will be the third time he's hit the injured list with the same injury. So, yeah, it's chronic. But I'll tell you what, boy, the dynamic changes completely without Mookie Betts in that lineup. Thank God we traded for Trey Turner, who looks like a star to me. I mean, he was very, very good in Washington. He's really good for us. That speed gives us a different dimension. Thank God we've got him to put at the top of the lineup with Mookie on the injured list. You know, the underreported part of that Max Scherzer trade was that we got an all-star shortstop in Trey Turner, who can be here next year.
If Seager goes.
And if Seager goes.
Seager could go because Scott Boras is his agent. And Scott Boras always takes his clients to market. And so.
Although, you know what? I would argue that if I was Corey Seager, to stay in this championship sort of window for the Dodgers. And by the way, the window is wide open, will always be open because of the young talent pipeline, because Andrew Friedman is just smarter than everybody else.
Right.
Why wouldn't you take a few bucks less to play and stay for the Dodgers?
Because you don't have to.
But
yeah, there are players.
Do you want to win? I mean, do you want to be in it every year? Or do you want to go somewhere like, I saw Bill Shaken wrote an article last week. How about going to play for the Angels? Guess what? The Angels aren't getting into the playoffs every year. Do you want to be in the dance every year? Do you want to be in the Final Four in the league every year? Do you want to have a chance at the World Series every year? Why not take a few less dollars and stay with the Dodgers?
Well, of course,
he doesn't have to.
Well, it depends what a few less dollars is. Like, there was once a time when you had a choice to stay in L.A. or go to New York, and you went for the money, but the money was so lopsided that the decision kind of got made for you. I think you wanted to stay in L.A., but they lowballed you, and New York gave you a really good deal, so you left.
Yes.
So that's why Scott Boras always takes his clients to market, because you never know when somebody out there is going to make an insane deal. Like, didn't we this was years ago, but when A-Rod was in Seattle, early in his career, he was in his 20s, he went to Texas.
For, I think it was $250 million.
Right. And it came out after the fact that no other team even offered $200.
Yeah, Texas was bidding against itself. Tom Hicks was the owner then, bidding against himself.
So now what I think Trey Turner does for you, and boy, you're right, he's a great player. He's really fun to watch. I've never seen anybody slide as easy as he does. He's like he's on a slip and slide.
He had that slide the other night, I think it was two nights ago, where he just
slid glides
perfectly and glid across the plate. I mean, just amazing.
So maybe, like you say, Andrew Friedman is smarter than everybody else. Maybe Friedman doesn't want to play roulette with Scott Boras, and they're just going to let Seager walk and plug Turner in at shortstop because he, as you mentioned, is under contract for the next 2 years. It really depends, Mace. If you believe, and if Andrew Friedman believes, that Cody Bellinger is ever going back to what he was.
Right, correct. And this is an interesting dynamic because originally you were sitting on money that you would conceivably put into a Cody Bellinger contract, long-term contract. Maybe now, because Bellinger is scuffling, and he's by the way, on a better streak here, hit the home run the other night, had a couple of home runs over the weekend. He's on a better streak here. But if you've got a choice between Bellinger and Seager, I think I take Seager.
Right now?
Yeah.
Of course you do. But Mace, let me say something. I mean, I know people don't want to hear this, but Cody Bellinger is the worst hitter in the National League. Not on the Dodgers. He's the worst everyday player in the whole league. And the only reason...
Don't ding that bell.
Why not? The only reason that they're putting him out there is that he is... You know, I like Cody. I think he's an easy guy to root for, and he's a good dude. And when he's right, he's, Lasorda used to say, a five-tool player.
Sure.
You know, he does everything well. He's a
gold glover.
Until Turner got here, he's probably the fastest guy on our team, him or Mookie. And the problem is they're trying to let him work through it because he's a former Rookie of the Year. And 2 years ago, the MVP... The MVP, has an MVP ever fallen off a cliff like this? I know it's injury-related, but I don't think I've ever seen an MVP struggle like this guy is. Harper went through a slump after he won MVP, but not where he's hitting 150.
Well, shorter wait and see, because he is on a seven-game hitting streak right now, so he's improved. I don't know if there was a point where he was absolutely, of all everyday players with at least 200 at-bats, the worst hitter in baseball. I'm not sure if 177 qualifies anymore, but it sure is close, and he's definitely below replacement. Maybe he snapped out of it a little bit.
Okay, so let me throw a tough decision at you.
Sure.
So you're calling this series must win.
It is.
Okay. How can you play him if it's must win?
Because he's on a seven-game hitting streak.
Right.
He was one for three with a double and a walk last night.
Right. But I'm
so
just
reach
saying,
base twice and four plate appearances.
The answer to my own question is because Betts is hurt. But if everybody was healthy, you really can't afford to let him work through it. The problem is not everybody isn't healthy. And if Betts goes back on the injured list, you need Cody. You need that guy to lead you through August and September. And so, you know, I'm rooting hard for him. But
God, 601 OPS. That is just awful.
For an
that
MVP.
That is just awful. His on-base percentage.
For an MVP.
Is 273. That is just awful. Consider Trey Turner, whose on-base percentage is something like 400. It's in the neighborhood of 400. Gets on base four times every 10 times he's at the plate. Now, hopefully Bellinger's pulling out of it, but if you get a choice, I know, in other words, if the Dodgers get to extend Seager
and
one
Turner
guy.
And Pollock and Betts are all healthy, you have to play all those guys and leave Cody out. But
well, I would argue that you probably play Cody against the right-handers and Pollock against the left-handers.
Look, but look at
even though Pollock's on
yeah,
a
look at
on
Pollock
roll
against
right
the righties.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
even
he's
though
like
Pollock's
one of your
on
best
a roll,
hitters.
They still love those splits. Here, still love and, those splits.
And you know, the other issue is that you got to play Chris Taylor. He's been really good.
He's been great.
I mean, I guess you could play Taylor at second.
Sure, but then where do you put Trey Turner?
You put Trey Turner in center.
In center, okay. With,
and you put Pollock in left, and you put Betts in right, and Cody sits.
Yes.
But, man.
Well, I'm hoping he's pulling out of it. He's on a seven-game winning streak, so I hope he's pulling out of it. But if I'm Corey Seager, and by the way, he's not going to get the money he thinks he's going to get. Because during this upcoming free agent season, Carlos Correa is a free agent shortstop. Trevor Story is a free agent shortstop.
You only need one team.
Javi Baez is a free agent shortstop. There are a bunch of free agent shortstops on the market.
Isn't the guy in Colorado, Trevor Story?
Trevor Story, yeah, Trevor yeah. Story, who honestly is
he's really
I mean,
struggling.
He's really good, really
yeah, but
good. He's got like 20
year.
Steals, too.
Yeah.
But if the money's not – if, in other words, Corey Seager's looking for $200 million. If you've got $200 million, and the Dodgers do, you invest that in Corey Seager? And if you're Corey Seager and it's $150, do you say, you know what, I want to be a World Series, in the World Series every year. This is my best chance to do it with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Take the
hypothetical.
Yeah.
$200 to go somewhere else.
Okay.
$150 to stay with the Dodgers.
Give me the $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Over winning.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I don't know. I guess I think winning is the most important thing.
Baseball players generally don't. You know, Machado went to a Padres team that now they've since built up around him.
They built around him, yeah.
And it's good, but he just, you know, basically went for the money. There, it's not unprecedented that a guy could tell Boris, I'll take less. Jared Weaver did.
Yeah, Jared Weaver did that. That's right.
But I can't remember anybody else who ever has.
Yeah. I was gonna mention this in the first segment because I think it's important. Did you hear the news about Robin?
Okay.
Of Batman and Robin?
I did. Now, and here's my response.
Okay.
Duh. I mean.
Well, no, not duh.
Wait a minute.
Robin from Batman and Robin came out as bi.
Yeah. I lived in West Hollywood for 7 years. I saw Robin every Tuesday at the Abbey.
Yeah, but I thought he was gay. I didn't think he was bi. To me, it was a bit of a surprise. I always thought of him as gay. But apparently in one of the brand new DC Comics, Batman and Robin comics, Batman Urban Legends, he has come out as officially bisexual.
Yeah, I wonder why they did, I guess, to try and appeal to more people?
Bisexual, B, it's the third letter in the LGBTQ, so it's absolutely...
It's all part of the same
It's all
same
part of
group?
The same, yeah. same, yeah, same gender-specific... I don't
yeah, but
know,
it surprised you?
I thought he was gay!
Yeah, I...
He came out as bi! It would be a difficult talk with me. Mace, I gotta tell you something, it's really tough, and... I'm bi. It's like, ah!
Wait a minute. In all seriousness, is that like if you go from, like in your case,
yep.
You were straight.
Correct.
Then you came out as gay.
Yep.
So if you went back to bi, I wouldn't be all that
no,
shocked.
No, I was always gay. Even when I was sleeping with women, I knew that I was gay.
Oh, okay.
There's a total difference. Okay. There's a total
no,
difference there.
You obviously know more about this than I do, but it didn't surprise me that Robin was in the LGBTQ, BTQ. Did I get all the letters?
LGBTQ plus is yeah. our brand new
okay.
name.
That he's in that tent.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
always thought he was.
Yeah, I always thought so. I went to Halloween one time as Batman and Robin with an ex of mine and got lots of
Which
looks.
Which one were you?
I was Batman.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
See,
I'm
it'd Batman. It'd be more fun to be Robin in a Halloween scenario because you don't have to wear a complete mask.
Yeah, you only wear half the mask, exactly.
Yeah. You wear a lone ranger mask, right?
Yeah. You know who I was feeling bad for this morning? I was talking to Lindsay about it. You know who I was feeling really bad for? And maybe I shouldn't, but I'm feeling really bad for him.
Who?
I'll tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Ireland, you're somebody who is up all night.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, last night I slept for like an hour and a half. I might say anything today.
That's weird. So, the Persed Media Shower, what is it called? Not Media. I wrote down Persed Media Shower.
No, you mean Meteor?
Meteor Shower is tonight.
Sounds like you're the one who is lacking sleep.
It's not the media shower. It's the meteor shower. Now, do you care about this stuff? Will you take a walk into the backyard and take a look? Why?
No, because you go out
there. You're the only one awake.
Yeah, you go out there. You know, there's only one thing like that I'm genuinely curious about. I'd really one day like to go see the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights.
Yeah,
I think
that
would
looks
be
really
cool. But a meteor shower lasts like 2 seconds.
No. It's all night. It's the Persed Media Shower. And we pass this thing every year, and you get all kinds of
stuff. I'll stick my head out the window, see what it looks like.
Lindsay, what about you? Persed Media Shower do anything for you?
I've never heard of it.
I just called it Media Shower again. It's the Meteor Shower.
I mean, I think they're cool, but I don't think I'll be able to see it out here in Ohio, isn't it? Like, based on your geographic location?
I don't know the answer. Oh, that's right. I forgot you're in Ohio. Jorge, is this float your boat? Are you excited about that?
Nah, if I can catch some Z's, I'll catch the Z's.
Yeah, I'm all about getting some sleep. Ireland, do me a favor. Take a picture, take a video, and then put it on your Instagram so we can see it tomorrow.
I'm not on Instagram.
Oh, come on. Are you on TikTok yet?
No, I'm never going on TikTok.
So I'm going to the game on Saturday at the brand new Rams Stadium at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
And my very first TikTok video will be from inside. It'll be a tour from inside of SoFi Stadium during the game. So you can follow me at Venice Mace on TikTok. Linz, are you on TikTok yet?
I have it, but I don't post. I mean, we've talked about this, Mason.
You're a big scroller. I never know. Things change.
Well, you know that I'm on TikTok because I've stated that multiple times. I just don't post anything because I don't really have anything interesting to post on there.
All right. So you know who I felt bad about last night, felt bad for? I was thinking about it because I was not a huge Dennis Schroeder fan when he was here. I never felt like he really got what it was to be a Laker. He played terribly in the postseason. But I felt really bad for him when I sat down last night and thought about the day. Dennis Schroeder turned down $84 million, and now he's on about a $6 million deal with the Boston Celtics. Don't you feel kind of sorry for Dennis Schroeder?
Sure. Well, he made the business decision that you hope no one ever makes.
You always say, bet on yourself. He bet on himself.
I think he has a chance to recoup most of that $84 million.
Do you really?
He's still a fairly young guy. Yeah, I mean, he's only playing for 1 year. I think that he could work his way back up. But I don't know if he'll ever get it back in one contract like he would have gotten with the Lakers.
If something like this happened to you, would you ever get over it?
I don't think so.
Me either.
Yeah. I don't. I made a real estate investment once, and I lost not millions, but thousands, and I still haven't forgiven myself for it. It was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, no, I would never get over losing $84 million. Lindsay, would that keep you up at night?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think that he'll be able to recoup it because, I'm sorry, but if that were me, my mental health would be completely destroyed for like the foreseeable future. After a decision like that, and I don't know how you feel bad for him. Like, he's the one who made that decision. At the end of the day, he's ultimately the one who decided, you know what? I like you can get more money than this. I'm being greedy. I could get $120 million.
Well, was it his agent?
In the playoffs.
Well, that's his agent.
That's
you can't
well,
fully
the
blame
agent
your
works.
Agent.
The agent works for him.
Yeah.
At the
if
end
he
of
wanted
the,
it, he'd take it.
At the end of the day, you can blame the agent, but the agent is there to advise. Like we were just talking about with Corey Seager.
Right.
If Corey Seager goes to Scott Boras and says, "I'll take in the scenario you gave, I'll take less to stay with the Dodgers," Scott has to listen to him. It's not Corey doesn't work for Scott. It's the other way around. Scott
right.
is paid by Corey to advise him.
Although he's still given expert advice. Like in the end, I would imagine Dennis Schroeder will fire his agent, won't he?
You
would think.
I don't know. There was a.
He should.
I'm trying to remember who it was. Michael's coming in today, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Michael's stepping in.
Yep.
There was a player. Michael went to college with Bill Duffy, who's a really successful NBA.
Agent.
He just signed Luka to that $207 million deal.
Yeah.
And there was some player, there was an NBA player where they missed a deadline. The agency missed a deadline, and it voided a contract. And so this guy like lost $25 million because his agent, so I can't remember if it was Bill or if it was another agency or what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was Bill, and I'm pretty sure the guy did not fire him.
Wow.
Said like he goes, look, we all make mistakes. He made one, and you know that's it. And then they had a long, successful career together. So it kind of depends on what your relationship with your agent is.
Right?
Right.
It does. I'm of the belief that Dennis Schroeder, and he was making $18 million a year before he got to
right. So if he gets back to like if he gets back next year and signs a 4-year, $40 million contract with somebody, which is
I'm not going to worry too much about. I mean, he's doing okay. I put myself in his shoes and think, oh, it would be so brutal to have passed on that gigantic. By the way, pass on a gigantic deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Right, but
you would have been part of the core on this team.
I know, but then we wouldn't have got Russ.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm kind of glad the way it broke broke the way it did.
Right. Sometimes it's the deals you don't make that are the ones that that actually are the best. And this is a case of that for, I think, the Lakers.
Mace, according to the Boston Herald, Schroeder is in a state of shock because of what he's done.
That's well, wouldn't you be?
Understatement of the year.
Yeah, I would be.
Really.
I don't know how you get past it. And by the way, I think that's his legacy. No matter what he does in the NBA, he's the guy that gave up $84 million for five.
That's his legacy. Wow.
When I say Jody Reed, what's the first time, what's the first thing you think
turned down millions of dollars to play for the Dodgers and ended up playing for the minimum in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, that number, $84 million, is just a crazy number. And people listening right now, he's still going to make $5.9 million, $6 million this year, so you can't feel too badly for him. He's going to be okay. He's going to get through this. But I would wake up in the middle of the night.
I don't know if he's
going
to be okay. I wouldn't say that.
You don't think he'll be okay?
No, would you? Nobody would be okay with that. And I don't see how he can recoup that, especially when so he signed with the Celtics for 1 year for 5.9, and all the reports said that he wanted like the full mid-level exception, which is like $13 million,
yep.
And that would give him a second year option. And the Celtics were like, no, we don't want to do that because they're worried about their cap. So like the fact that like he couldn't even get that second year option, like I don't know.
Hey, by the way, let me answer a question here from Brian Alonde, who just tweeted us. He said, last night, the Portland Summer League team featured Michael Beasley and Kenneth Faried. How are they eligible to play? I thought it was for first and second year players.
Yeah.
Brian, the reason they're eligible to play is because they asked to do that. You can't assign a veteran player to Summer League like you can a first or second year player. But if a veteran player wants to play in Summer League, he's more than welcome to. And, some teams, I mean, I think those two guys are probably trying to catch on with a team. And so Portland is looking at, guys to fill out their roster. So they said, we'll throw you out in Summer League and see what you do. So that's how you can do it.
Summer League's kind of fun. I mean, we went there that 1 year. Remember, we broadcast from Summer League the year that we had Lonzo there.
Yeah, next to the toilet.
We had Ingram there. Yeah, they put us right next to the toilet.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I wish I would have saved that picture. They set us up at a table right outside a bathroom, so we saw it literally right next door. So we saw everybody going in and out of the bathroom all night.
It was not a bad place to book guests.
No, because like, everyone, you got to go, you know.
Hey, when you get done.
I think that's how we got Giannis.
We're sitting right here.
Giannis was like some 18-year-old. We got him.
Yeah, we got A-plus accommodations there. Summer League doesn't have the same shine if we're not really there. Who's even on our team? I don't even know what's – do we have a team?
Well, I can't remember if that was the year they won it. Are you talking about
this year? No, this year, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're good. These two guys that they signed for the South Bay Lakers, Austin Reeves and Mac McClurg, are really good. That's – you know, they remind everybody of Caruso. Because they're like really energetic, good outside shooting, high jumping white guys, you know, and so that's everybody's calling these guys like the next Caruso, and they're both really good.
Yeah, I'm not going to quite get roped into summer league. Not going to quite get. No,
oh, I like
I'm not there.
I got it on right now.
Do you have it on right now?
I'm watching a game between Brooklyn and Milwaukee.
Oh,
you know, Sedano is doing some of these games.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He's starting Thursday, I think.
He's doing play-by-play of some, and he's doing sidelines for some.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, I'm always happy for George when he does stuff like that. Did you see what this Green Bay Packers reporter was wearing?
Yes. That reminded me of something you would do.
Okay. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, it is question of the day. We will spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, anything we're talking about, you can always jump in, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. It is time right now to spin the wheel of questions. I never have any idea what's going to come up. Jorge is in possession of the wheel right now. Jorge, give it a spin. Okay, this is real-world life applications here. All right. Do you believe that a leopard can change its spots? Can people really change?
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, for example, some people think, well, I know you hate when I bring this up, but you're transparent, and that's what makes the show good, so I'll use it against you.
Okay. All right.
People often say, once a cheater, always a cheater. If someone cheats on a spouse, okay?
Yeah.
And you said, it came up earlier this week, that until you met Juan, you cheated all the time. So couldn't somebody have said, couldn't somebody have said about you that, well, Mason, you can't trust him, he's a cheater. No, you're not a cheater. You just needed to meet someone that you felt a certain way about.
Correct.
And that, so you're an example of a leopard changing its spots.
I just want to point out that I have an ex that listens to the show every day.
And he now knows you are a cheating bastard.
This is where he got that news. This is where he got that news.
Sorry to break that to him.
That is brutal.
Wait. What? You're saying that your ex found out that you had cheated on him, like, recently by listening to the show?
Well, Wayne, what difference does it make, frankly? He's your ex.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
It was on the show. It was on
that's
the show.
Kinda
that's
kind
of
funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny for you guys.
Yeah.
Wait, did this happen recently? It happened this week because Ireland brought it up this week.
And amazingly, has brought it up twice in the same week.
Because it had to do with the book of questions.
So, Lindsay, what do you think? Can a leopard change their spots? Can people actually
change? I'll give you another example, too.
Okay, good.
Yes, 100%. Because, you know, the mind is a mysterious thing. And even though it's difficult for people to change with hard work and changes to, you know, your behavior and your routines and your surroundings and all that stuff, yeah, somebody can 100% change.
Basically, there's another guy we know that you will admit is maybe the best example of this in sports of all time.
Okay.
Ron Artest.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great example.
You know, he went Ron Artest, like that Malice in the Palace documentary is out right now. By the way, Lindsay, have you watched that yet? I haven't seen it, but I figured you probably
I started watching it last night, but since I didn't get off work until like 10.
Oh, that's how you're doing two shows this week.
Yeah, yeah. I turned it off after like 5 minutes because I was like, I want to be able to pay attention to this and I'm too tired. So I have not watched it yet.
It basically, he goes crazy. Ron Artest goes crazy and starts beating up fans.
Yes.
He goes into the stands. He loses it. He openly admits in this thing he loses it.
Yeah.
He was suspended for 73 games the rest of the season for what he did, and a lot of people thought he may never survive it. Later, Mace, when he came and played for the Lakers and won the title, he received the NBA Sportsmanship Award.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And by the way, the only ring he won, which was with the Lakers against the Celtics in 2010, where he hit a key shot late in Game 7, he sold his ring via auction to raise awareness for mental health.
Yes.
So, I mean, he completely changed his spots, didn't
he? Yes. Yeah, 100% he did, and was the sweetest guy in the world.
Still is.
Is just such a nice guy. Is just, that's a great example. Jorge, can people change?
Absolutely. All these examples are great, but look, last week, I got crap from some of my buddies. Like, oh, you've changed, man. You don't hang out with us no more. You don't go to the club.
Well, you're married with a kid.
Exactly. I'm like, I've changed, man. Like, I don't have the same habits I did before. Like, I guess sometimes if people just want you to be the same, but you have to change. You have to grow. So, you know, I think people can change.
Once people have kids, generally speaking, they just sort of disappear.
Well,
like I've had many friends as a single guy or as a gay guy when in a relationship. And when people have kids, sometimes they just completely poof, they're gone.
Right. Because the kid becomes your whole world.
Sure. Exactly. And yeah. I get it. You know, I do think people can change. John, I think one of the really good examples of this is me. You know, when we worked together in the early days of this show 25 years ago or 30 years ago, I was a raging a-hole.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a raging a-hole. There was nobody more difficult to work with or work for than me.
Yeah.
And by the way, that extends back to my days running a radio station at 93Q WRQN in Toledo. I was still an a-hole when I was at WNEW in New York. I was terrible in between with you guys. But somewhere along the line, and I think it was New York because it was not the rousing success
you
I was
got
hoping
humbled.
For, that I got really, really humbled. And I came back. Now, believe it or not, Lindsay, you know I'm difficult now. I used to be way, way, way more difficult.
I kind of wish you were a little more difficult.
You wish tuned. I was more difficult?
Yeah, to have a little conviction, you know, and get mad and really stand for something.
Oh,
like
bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Let's do this. All right.
You guys got in that fight. No, I'm saying like on air stuff, like you guys got in that fight yesterday about Barstool, and I thought that like you had a lot of conviction with that argument. You know, you were you stuck
That's
to your
funny
guns.
You should mention that. Mason and I were talking on the phone today, and we miss doing those more spirited debates.
Yes.
We both had the same conclusion that you did.
You know what part of it is? So part of it is not seeing each other.
Like, yeah, maybe.
You know, we don't have that interaction directly. I don't know when we're going back to the studio. It's been a year and a half. I've been doing the show from my living room,
screaming
into nowhere. I think it's going to be this
year. I think it's going to be before the end of this year.
Don't think it's going to be after Labor Day like they were saying?
No, will not be. Right. Amanda already told us.
They've already said no. Yeah, they've already mixed that.
I heard July was out, but I didn't hear Labor Day was out.
Yeah, no. That's been postponed.
They said Labor Day, yeah.
But here's the thing. I think sports is going to kind of lead our way back. For example, Saturday you're going to a Ram Charger game where you're going to sit with a bunch of strangers side by side and cheer. We saw it this year with the NBA Finals. I'm going to be doing Laker games coming up here in about a month. The buzz around the team couldn't be more exciting. I think that we're going to get people back into Staples. Keep in mind, Mace, We haven't had a Laker game at full capacity.
Oh,
since
right.
We never got up to full capacity before the Lakers got eliminated this year. So when we come back, I'm anticipating full capacity for Laker games.
Wow, that's awesome.
And if we have
awesome.
Full capacity for Rams and full capacity for Lakers, we can go back to the office, right?
Yeah, full capacity for Dodgers. Yeah, I don't know why we wouldn't
well,
be
Dodgers
able to.
Is outside, so that's a little different. But
yeah, yeah.
But I think that we're going to be back in the studio before the end of 2020.
What the Rams are saying is you're supposed to wear your mask at all times unless you're eating, drinking, or sitting in your seat.
Are you gonna?
So once you get to your seat, you can take your mask off.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a good deal.
Minor inconvenience. I took my mom to the airport this morning. She was on a super early flight. And the funny thing is, everybody outside the airport, the second they walk out the door, there's like 100 masks on the ground. And this was at like 5 o'clock in the morning. But
yes.
Once you set foot in there, you're supposedly supposed to be wearing a mask everywhere the whole time unless you're eating. So you see all these people wearing masks, except 5 feet away, there's a bunch of people at a restaurant eating with no masks. So, I mean, eventually these rules are going to...
And probably they're slow eating, too.
Yeah.
They're playing it slow.
Right.
They're working away there through that meal slowly. All right, I wanted to get to this. Matt Schneidman, who is a Green Bay Packers beat writer for The Athletic, showed up at practice yesterday, and he was wearing Crocs, the shoes Crocs.
Right.
With socks. And Aaron Rodgers called him out by name, name checked him and said, what are you doing? His boss at the paper said, again, in jokingly inappropriate, do you own Crocs?
I don't. I hope, but you know what I do? I got this from NBA players.
Yeah.
I wear socks with slides.
Yeah, I get that sometimes. I get that sometimes.
But I don't own a pair of Crocs. They don't look comfortable to me.
Who wears Crocs?
You strike me as somebody who would own Crocs.
With BJ's. No way.
And by the way, I could totally see you going into work with Crocs and socks and like sweatpants.
Honestly, who do you think you really picture me wearing Crocs? Crocs are for little old ladies working in the garden.
I wonder if Michael has Crocs.
What are you talking about? Crocs are like super, super, super like high fashionable items right now.
Oh, come
like,
on. They're plastic
Mace,
shoes.
I'm just telling you, they're in style. They're 1,000%
in
style.
The
go
kids
online.
Wear them.
They're like
That's,
a thing.
She's right.
I've not seen a person wearing Crocs.
Really?
Well, you don't hang out
I've
with
not,
very many
not,
fashionable people.
Not and definitely not recently. I'm
well,
not,
I have
yeah,
a teenager, so I think a lot of
set.
Them have them.
John, does Jack wear Crocs?
He doesn't, but some of his friends do.
My daughter has 4 pairs.
Yeah, like
4 pairs.
Kids. Like, I bet Bergman's daughter wears Crocs. She's like 7 or 8.
Yeah, well, that's little kid age. That's
right.
Different. I don't think an adult male human being wears Crocs.
This reminds me of, Jorge, see if you can find this. Do you remember when last year they were doing Zoom interviews, you know, for the NBA? There was no in-person interviews. And Doc Rivers was on a Zoom. And some guy goes, Doc, and then they go, next question, Steve Mason. And he goes, hey, Doc, the offense has really been picking up lately, and I'm wondering what you attribute that to. And Rivers is looking at the Zoom, and he goes, man, are you in bed? and the guy goes, yeah, I'm lying on my bed. He goes, Jesus, what are you doing? This is a work function. And he just, and so that was the equivalent of this. Aaron Rodgers saying, are you wearing Crocs with socks? That's one byproduct of the pandemic is there really isn't business casual anymore. Everybody just wears what they want.
Yeah, everybody wears
what they want. Okay, so here's Doc
Rivers. That's great.
This is great.
Hey, Doc, pretty prolific first half from you guys without Ben, and then Joel kind of a
Jackson. Are you in bed right now?
I am laying on my bed.
Jesus Christ, Jackson. All right, I'm sorry.
it's all good. Anyhow, pretty prolific first half.
So I did that, John.
There's a Chargers one too, where one of the players calls out Joe Reedy, and he's like, are you in bed, Joe? And he's like, yeah, sorry about that. I think we have that one, too, but it's hilarious.
Well, I did one of those. You and I did a conference call or
a
Zoom call.
But that wasn't public.
But it was with them off.
Yeah.
And we were going through the new logo stuff for the Rams, and I was laying in bed. I'm like,
well,
I don't care.
But here's the funny thing. You were actually laying in bed with the covers over you, and you had no shirt on. I thought that was incredibly weird.
So,
and you
casual.
Did throw on a Rams hat, which I thought was nice.
I did throw
nice
on a Rams hat, and I threw on the D-head hat.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is still exactly where it belongs at the 50-yard line, John.
Well, let's see if it'll be there on Saturday. I think they're going to go. It might be a Chargers. Is it? No, it's a Rams game because you have.
Yeah,
tickets.
It's a Rams home game. Yeah.
Okay. See if they use the LA or the D head.
By the way, you and I have a wager on Saturday's preseason game. Rams.
Yes. I have the Chargers. You have the Rams. Do you know who's playing quarterback for you?
Yeah, a guy named Duck.
Some guy named Duck is playing quarterback for the Rams this week.
Yeah, his name is Duck.
Wait, is it Duck Hodges?
Yeah.
Yes, he used to be with the Steelers.
Yeah. The Browns saw him a couple times. He's not very good. Not at all.
Well, I mean, if that's not an indication that the Rams don't care whether or not they win.
Well, Duck, they really don't have any choice. They don't. They're not starting their starter.
Well,
and their
the guy who's going to start, Duck's probably going to play the second half. The guy that's going to start is somebody named Bryce Perkins. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah. Apparently, he's a dual threat guy.
Maybe he'll go nuts and you'll win the bet. Maybe he'll go full Vince Young.
The extent of my knowledge is a guy named Duck and a dual threat guy will play quarterback at some point for the Rams.
And they're not throwing it to anyone we've ever heard of.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
There will be no Cooper Kupp. There will be no DeSean Jackson. None of them.
So, John, I've got the number one pick in our fantasy football draft, which is coming up.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of pressure with the number one pick to get it right. I had it last year. I took Christian McCaffrey. He got hurt. The player that you think I should take first.
Well, I'm weird, though. I'm not a I would take one of two people.
Okay. Hold that. Okay. Hold that. We'll do that coming up next. Who should be the number one pick in everybody's fantasy draft this year? Fantasy football just a few weeks ago, a few weeks from now. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So here's a guy named Chad Kramer who says, I used to call Crocs birth control. Then I bought some at Disneyland with my son. I haven't taken them off since. With or without socks, I'm 37.
My buddy Kelvin Gamble, who's a fitness trainer, says, last night at a store, some guy in his 30s, socks and Crocs. The Crocs police are coming for you. Alfonso, tons of healthcare workers wear Crocs. Mark Medina, everyone in my family has Crocs. I swore I would never wear them until I gave in, sneaky comfortable around the house.
Restaurant workers, hey, too.
Oh! He's here!
Hey, boys and girl.
Michael!
Long time no talk,
How was the Bahamas?
Well, I got back into my Gilligan mode down there in the islands.
Yeah.
Just making calls through coconut and coconut wires.
Nice.
It's good to be back into civilization. Anything happened while I was gone? What did I miss?
Nothing.
I was like Mace. I was off the grid. I was out there diving up for conch.
So, Michael, you would be shocked at how many people don't think that this Russell Westbrook thing is going to work. As you know, Russ is my favorite player. I swear by the guy. You and I have done a ton of his games. His family sits right in front of us whenever we do the games. I think it's going to be really, really fun. What was your first reaction when you heard Russ was coming to the Lakers?
This is the most intense player that's put on a uniform for the Lakers since Kobe Bryant. This man brings it every night. I think it's going to work. He doesn't have to come here and average a triple-double, although he might. He might go 10-10-10. That's how much energy he plays with. He doesn't have to come and carry a team anymore. He's got two studs to help him do that. Carmelo Anthony's going to help him in the close of games also. So this is a great pickup for the Lakers. He brings energy and fire and that passion that Kobe played with.
So here's the thing, I love Westbrook, love his game. He's exciting to watch. He's instant energy. He's all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But for me, and I've said this repeatedly in the last few days, ultimately it's going to come down to how the pieces fit. And I don't think there is a guarantee that anybody knows how the pieces fit right now. And Russ was on the show yesterday and sort of downplayed that and said, you know, we know each other, we played with each other, all that stuff.
Right.
But I still think that Russell Westbrook plays best with the ball in his hands. So does LeBron James. How is that negotiation made all year long? I think that's going to be a day-to-day, week-to-week negotiation because there are egos involved and there are box scores involved and there's all that stuff out there.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
How do you think Kevin Durant and Steph Curry plays with the ball in their hands? How do you think they play?
Steph and KD.
They were on the same team for 3 years.
Right. How do you think they play with the ball?
That's a fair example. There's an example.
There you go.
But there's also an example in Houston when James Harden and Russell Westbrook were there.
Yeah, but
they both need the ball in their hands, and they did not coexist.
But that
ultimately
offense,
they broke it up.
That so-called offense in Houston was horrible. There was no ball movement. There was no cutting. There was no fluidity to their offense. It was all one-on-one isolation play. When you throw in Eric Gordon, too, with the Lakers, it's not going to beat that kind of offense. So,
and Mace, couldn't you say what your worry about the Lakers is? Wouldn't the exact same worry have been in existence in Cleveland when they had Kyrie,
yeah,
LeBron, and Kevin Love? And that team went to the finals every year.
And it broke my heart 1 year, Mason.
But I don't think it's accidental that Russell Westbrook signed the big deal with Oklahoma City, then Paul Pierce left, went to Houston, mm-hmm, was not able to coexist with James
Harden.
You're talking
about Paul George, by the way, Paul Pierce.
Paul
George, Paul Lynn, what's the difference?
Was not able to function. Well, that's like you and my partner's name, Juan Javier, what you do all the time. I just don't think it's an accident that these things didn't work in the past. Now, is it going to work in the future? I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope it looks great. I'm rooting for it to work, but I'm not picking this team as a finals team, at least not until I see what it looks like on the floor.
If they stay healthy, this is a finals team. They're built now. They remind me of the George Allen quote. Remember George Allen, the Washington Redskins? The future is now. Because he put a bunch of veterans on that Washington team, and that's what the Lakers have done.
Well, I tell people, Michael, anybody who brings up this age thing, I tell them, this team is built for the next 10 months, mm-hmm, not for the next 10 years.
Exactly.
This is a team that's going for the title right now.
Yep.
And we'll have a different looking team next year.
And
but this is going to be really fun.
Mace, guys age better now because, number one, they don't practice like they used to. They have better travel. They don't play the minutes that they used to. The load management comes into effect. So even though guys are in their mid-30s, it's more like they're at 28 or in their late 20s because they take better care of themselves.
It does not concern you that we've got so much age on this roster.
No, because Frank Vogel and his staff is going to do a good job on managing their minutes. And a lot of these guys now, AD and LeBron and Russell, are so good they can share the responsibilities. One night's going to be Westbrook's night. One night's going to be AD's night, LeBron's night. So that takes a lot of pressure off you, not having to carry the load every
Correct.
Night, Mace.
Now, I agree with that. The Lakers did not have a good playmaker on the floor when LeBron was off the floor last year.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a very different story this year. And if Russ is going to play a bunch of minutes, does LeBron dial back his minutes a little bit? Does AD dial back his minutes a little bit? Are those guys fresher
so.
And more healthy when we go to the postseason?
You know, Russell Westbrook's a physical freak. He's always in shape. He's 32. He looks like he's 22. 1% body fat. He has the endurance of a Kenyan marathon runner. He never gets hurt. So other than somebody jumping into his knee. So he's like a freak of one of these kind of freaks, Mace, that doesn't – he's going to age slowly.
Hey, you guys, I was thinking about something. Michael, you and I talked about how there were a bunch of Hall of Famers in all those Lakers-Celtics 80s final series that you played in on the court at the same time. Mm-hmm. Could I not make the argument that – this Laker roster might have 6 future Hall of Famers.
Well, we know who the automatic 4 are. Who's the other 2?
All right, so LeBron, AD, Melo, Russ.
Yeah, who's the other 2?
Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah, Dwight, yeah.
Mark Gasol. Will Mark get in?
You're right. Oh, yeah, Mark's definitely in. Definitely.
So that's 6. I mean, there have been Laker teams that have had 5. You can go back to Wes, Goodrich, Chamberlain, Baylor. But, man, 6 on one team. If they get this right, it'll be one of the most star-studded finals teams ever.
Yeah, it's like the Celtics of the 86 Celtics with Bill Walton. Didn't they have 6? They had Parrish, DJ, McHale, Bird, Walton. I think they only had 5.
Yeah, I didn't mean I had somebody at the end of their career, but six on one team is
amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, so to have no fear, Mace is going
to
work.
All right, well, then I'm just here. I'm here to provide the counterpoint. I don't think anything is guaranteed, Michael.
When you drink water, your glass is always half empty, isn't it?
No, it is. It is actually always half full. I am an optimist, Michael. I am an optimist.
I'm very optimistic today.
I'm the guy that invented straight to the title.
Yes, come on. Now you're doubting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting to see. I think it's okay to play
wait and see. Waiting.
I don't know what it's going to look like.
Now it's not,
you don't know what it's going
to
look
now
like.
Now it's not whooshing to the clouds for you. It's now whooshing towards the ground.
I'm not whooshing yet. Look, at some point this year, I hope that I am able to whoosh. At some point this year, I hope I am able to say, where's my cake? Because it's a piece of cake.
Mace, Michael will agree with me about this fantasy football dilemma you have.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Okay, let's do that coming up next, the fantasy football dilemma. I have got the number one pick in our draft. We found an article that has warned us against taking certain players as potentially being busts. John Ireland has a controversial idea of who I should pick, and we'll see if Michael Thompson agrees. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.